Early this evening, Jake Haley, a spokesman for the family of Jack Hensley, the American hostage whose murder was announced in Iraq today on the Internet, made this statement to reporters gathered in Mr. Hensley's hometown, Marietta, Georgia.
Patty and her family would like to ask that everyone still continue to pray for Kenneth Bigley, that he still may be returned home safely to his family. The world has lost some exceptional individuals who truly cared about other people's lives and cultures. We are at peace that they are with their Lord.
Jake Haley, spokesman for the family of Jack Hensley, the American who was kidnapped in Baghdad last week.
Susanna Capelluto of Georgia Public Broadcasting is outside Atlanta in Marietta, Georgia, where the Hensley family lives, and she joins us now. Susanna, can you tell us a little bit more about Jack Hensley?
Well, what we know about Jack Hensley, you know, his home is in a quiet suburban street here in Marietta. He lived there with his wife and daughter, Sarah. He went to high school in Ponca City, Oklahoma, so he's not from Georgia. That was in the 1970s. According to his brother, he went to the University of North Carolina at Charlotte. He worked as a substitute teacher for about a year once, but mainly he worked in construction. He came home recently to celebrate his daughter's 13th birthday, and Jack Hensley himself would have turned 49 years old tomorrow.
Mm. Does his family say why he went to Iraq and any idea how long he was actually there?
Well, he went to Iraq in January, mainly to make money to help the family, you know, get out of the red. He was working for a construction company headquartered in the United Arab Emirates called Gulf Supplies and Commercial Services. His brother says he was working in infrastructure projects, you know, like building schools. He built a lot of houses and the water system, apparently. And he, you know, took the job in January mainly to help his family financially, but he was working in civilian infrastructure.
I'm sure the family was very concerned about his security. Is anything known about Hensley himself, about how he felt about his safety before this happened?
Well, apparently in emails to his wife, he expressed some concern. She has said that you know, he told her that the Iraqi guards that they had hired, or the company had hired, were getting some threats over the past week and a half and just weren't showing up for work. So he was apparently worried about that.
He had conferred that to the family.
Yes.
The community there in Marietta, what is the scene there in the neighborhood, and how is the community responding?
It is very somber and quiet around here. I mean, one family stopped by the house this afternoon. Someone else brought some flowers yesterday. Someone brought a fruit basket. And students from his daughter's middle school came by and brought handmade cards. But this neighborhood street is very, very quiet. The neighbors aren't talking to any media here. There are no yellow ribbons or anything like that visible on the street.
Susanna, thanks for speaking to us.
You're welcome.
Susanna Capelluto of Georgia Public Broadcasting speaking to us from Marietta, Georgia.